We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's happening?
Now, I had a great night last night. I hosted the premiere of that show Atlanta that's coming on FX that Donald Glover created, aka Childish Gambino.
I've seen the promo for that. It looks really, really fruity. They all standing there with peaches in their mouth.
Yes, they are, because obviously Georgia Peach. You know, it's a hilarious show, though. I think you guys will really enjoy it. I actually watched the episodes at home just to get ready for the Q&A. And then I watched the first two episodes again. Hilarious. The audience loved it. Great reaction. But, I think it's a great show. They said it was semi-autobiographical, but that's not true. Because I was like, to Donald Glover, on the show, he plays this guy, Ernest, and he wants to go manage his cousin, who's a rapper, Paperboy.
Okay.
I don't think he ever really did that in real life. But
how did Donald Glover smell last night?
He smelled great. He actually had on a nice looking suit.
He took a shower
and everything. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Mm. Nice.
I told y'all, most creative
clean.
Types don't wash. And Donald Glover is one of those. But he was clean last night.
The show starts September 6th. So I'll be watching it.
I'm
now, I want to tell you what else I did last night. You're going to be so jealous.
What?
Charlamagne's going to be jealous. Guess who I saw last night?
Who?
Serena Williams.
Really?
In Brooklyn.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Serena Williams in Brooklyn.
And she was with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, my God. Now, see, now you're talking about a whole pack of Godiva chocolate that's just incredible.
What were they doing?
Eating. We were all at the same place eating.
Did you tell them I love them?
I did not tell
Kelly
them
knows
that.
I love her.
Yes, I'm sure she
never
does.
Met Serena before.
She's aware, but...
But before I was married, I had a list of women who I would suck a fart out of their butt. And Serena, Kelly Rowland, Patti LaBelle, Jennifer Lopez, and Stacey Dash were on that list. That list has since been modified because I'm married. Stacey Dash is no longer on it.
No.
Yes. Well, it looks like they were having a nice girls' night out. There was about 7 of them all together. And I guess Serena's been in Brooklyn for the past few days working on something, so.
Well, God bless Serena Williams and Kelly Rowland. God bless all that melanin.
Why'd you close your eyes? You really want God to bless them, huh?
Yes, I do. Why can't I send sincere blessings to two beautiful black women?
You
Charlamagne will
can.
Talk all of that ish, but if he saw them and he was there, just like that time we ran into Eva Marcel, we were at a restaurant, and she said, hey, I'm a big fan. And he got all nervous.
And Charlamagne said, I'm Jehovah's Witness.
Charlamagne's awkward in situations.
What ish am I talking about saying God
I'm
bless
him? I'm just saying, no. You would think that if he saw her, he would run up to, oh, you know, love you, Serena. But he's the type of person. No, he wouldn't. He would get nervous.
I've never gotten nervous around Kelly Rowland ever in my
life.
Not
Kelly Rowland, but you never met Serena.
He only got nervous in front of Eva and Prince.
I didn't get nervous in front of Eva.
You didn't get nervous in front of Prince.
You know how you say something awkward?
Prince is different. You got nervous in front of Prince.
You say something awkward and you're like, why did I say that?
I don't like y'all putting Eva and Prince in the same sentence. Like, they on the same caliber of human at all.
Nowhere close. But you got nervous when you seen Prince.
I didn't get nervous when I saw Prince. I just didn't know what to say.
Hello?
I did say that, but then I said I grew up Jehovah's Witness too, just like him.
That was just
And he said, well, we need to discuss that one day. And then what are you supposed to do when a man is just floating in front of you? You're not supposed to get nervous when you see a man float. You're not gonna get nervous.
Say, how are you floating?
Yeah, I should. That's what I should.
That's what you said. How are you floating?
I couldn't speak in front of Prince.
We know.
It's almost like all your signals get shut off. You know how your phone's around certain things just and it causes like off. A field that just shuts off? That's what Prince does to people.
I just got another note in my laptop. Now, yesterday I got a note left by Tory Lanez. Today, now there's another note when I open it.
From who?
This one says, what's up, bitch? Love you.
That must be from Remy Martin. A young MMA.
Definitely Remy Ma. Or Seven.
Because Remy was here.
Seven or Remy. Who was it?
It is from Seven.
I figured one of those.
Speaking of Tory Lanez, he'll be here today.
Yeah, Tory Lanez will be joining us this morning.
Been listening to his album the past couple days.
What you think so far?
I think it's good, but he needs to develop his own sound. He sounds like everybody else. Sounds like about 3 different people.
Part of it is because he probably writes for those 3 different people.
Maybe.
So you're saying they might sound like him because he probably wrote a lot of songs for him?
Possibly.
That happened with Travis Scott. When I heard Travis Scott album, I was like, damn, I feel like I heard all this before, but it's because Travis had been writing for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk to the young Tory about it.
Okay. Front Page knows what we're talking about next year.
Well, it used to be that cigarettes was what people used in prison as currency. Guess what people are using now?
Whoa. Something else for an oral fixation, probably.
All right. We'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget, next hour, Tory Lanez will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get to some front page news. Now, what is the new currency in prison, Yee?
Ooh, well, you know, it used to be that cigarettes was what prisoners would use kind of as currency. Now, prisoners are using ramen noodles. They're saying that is actually higher on the list of currency in prison than cigarettes.
I feel like that's been going down, though.
Not more than cigarettes, though.
Well, they actually did a study in male state prisons with more than 5,000 inmates, and one surprising finding was the role of ramen noodles. Now, part of the reason is that more than a decade ago, prisoners no longer were served 3 hot meals a day, because now they got their second meal changed to a cold sandwich and a bag of chips, and lunch was eliminated from weekend menus altogether. They also have smaller portion sizes, so as you can imagine, for a lot of people, they need to get some more food some way, somehow. Mm-mm. So now, because ramen noodles don't cost a lot and they have a long shelf life, that's why people are using ramen noodles.
Could it also be because prisoners are getting healthier? And they know that cigarettes aren't healthy.
I don't know that ramen noodles
That could be part of it, though, too, because people are maybe not smoking or they're getting in trouble for smoking as well.
But I don't know that ramen noodles are really that healthy either. They have a lot of sodium in them.
No. A lot of us was raised off ramen noodles, okay? So a lot of healthy individuals out here in these streets because of ramen noodles.
Trust me, I ate a lot of those when I was in college, but they really aren't that good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they said that the dark side of ramen noodles is inmates who don't pay up.
I'm sure you ate a lot of stuff in college.
Imagine getting
good
raped
for
over some ramen noodles.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
Some of them actually have had to enter protective custody.
Oh, ramen noodles.
To escape debt collectors.
That's right.
People
you will get your butt taken over some ramen noodles, B. You promise me some ramen noodles. You owe me some ramen noodles. Give it up or give up the butt.
Okay, now let's talk about cheese.
Well, the federal government is announcing a plan. They're going to buy literally all of the extra cheese, which is about 11 million pounds of cheese.
Cheese!
Now, that cheese is going to be given to food banks and charity groups to provide families in need across the country. So they're saying that extra cheese is valued at $20 million. Now, cheese is definitely something growing up.
Cheese!
You could get a big, huge block of cheese and then have to cut it yourself.
I don't eat cheese at all, really, no more. Like, I've been cut out cheese. Only because cheese really binds me up. Like, I like for my bowels to move easily. Cheese doesn't allow that.
Now, I had an argument about this the other day about whether or not cheese is good for you. Because one of my friends is trying to say cheese is great for you. And
what?
I was saying, well, you can get, like, calcium and things like that in other places. Cheese tastes great.
I used to think I needed cheese on everything. I used to love cheese on my hamburgers, cheese on my pizza. But I don't really eat that like that.
I can't even eat a turkey burger without cheese on it.
You eat pizza, though, right? You don't eat pizza.
I used to love pizza.
I love some cheese, but I definitely understand that it's. I don't know the value of cheese. Some people say it's good for you, and I've always looked at it as it's not really.
Cheese is great.
I need easy pass bowels, man. I can't be eating no cheese and then be sitting on the toilet for minutes on end.
You don't like macaroni and cheese?
And then my left leg
mac
always be going to sleep.
Incredible.
Oh, I love mac and cheese. Now I will do some mac and cheese with some Jamaican food. But that's probably the only time I really do
Or a ziti with some baked ziti with some mozzarella
cheese on
it.
That's too rich.
And I can't really eat eggs without cheese.
I gotta have a little cheese in my eggs, too.
I'm eating eggs this morning. I don't eat no cheese on my eggs.
And there's nothing like a good old-fashioned grilled cheese sandwich.
Now, if I go to Chick-fil-A, I'm getting me a number one with cheese now. But those occasions are rare and
so you like cheese?
No, I don't like cheese.
He said it's a rare occasion.
Y'all like cheese. It's a rare occasion.
I do enjoy cheese.
Okay, I like cheese. And why do the kids run around saying, cheese? I don't know. It's a new thing. I don't know.
It's not a new thing, Envy.
It's not what they take pictures.
This guy is so stupid.
Did you just say?
It's not what they take pictures.
Wow.
Did you hear what he said, Yee? Yee, did you hear that? I didn't hear that. I'm going to act like I didn't hear that.
Not when they're taking pictures.
Yo, have you ever heard somebody say good morning in the morning? That's a new thing, too. It's this thing that says, they say good, and then they say morning after.
And why do people put cheese in the mousetrap?
Where were you raised that people were never saying cheese when they took pictures?
Not when they're taking pictures. It's a new thing now they run around. And they'll run up to people and just go, cheese! It's just,
Who does that?
You guys are old. All right.
Yes, we are, and so are you. And you need to start acting like it.
I'm
and you wouldn't say random,
know.
Stupid things like, why do kids say cheese?
Because there's a camera in their face and they're taking
the
a picture.
The other day I went to a fast food restaurant. My daughter and her friend ordered food, and it was so funny when she got to the thing and was like, cheese. I didn't know it was so funny.
Maybe they ordered
like,
food with cheese on it.
Yes, maybe they ordered a burger with cheese, a Chick-fil-A sandwich with cheese, maybe. Maybe they wanted cheese on their pizza. It was
actually,
a restaurant. You said fast food.
Actually, they ordered nuggets. And they didn't want cheese on it. It was funny to them, and I act like I knew what it was they were talking about.
See,
and I laughed.
That's when you get old. That's when you know you get old, when you start acting like you know what's going on with the young kids instead of just asking, why do y'all say cheese?
I asked y'all. I thought y'all would know.
Why would I know? I'm old.
I know.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm taking a picture of you. Cheese.
All righty. Why do people say what's up?
I ain't asking y'all that no more, man. F y'all. Close and break yourself. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Maybe you work with two jerks. Whatever you're upset about, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. There's a reason why they go, cheese. I don't know. Not because they're taking pictures.
Some kids, please call up here and tell Envy why y'all say cheese. Please, please let the old man know what's going on.
Oh, you don't want to know?
No.
I've never heard it.
I didn't even know that until you said it.
Y'all need to hang around some young people then.
800-585-1051.
If you're 8 years old and you want to hang out with us.
Forget y'all. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
I'm just so pissed off that people forgetting about the whole Black Lives Matter. You know, it was hot for like a while. Now everyone seems to be forgetting about it.
When did people forget about Black Lives Matter? I see Black Lives Matter every day.
I mean, here where I live at, personally, I live in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, and I be trying to rallies and stuff, but like, don't nobody be wanting to participate in them, you know what I mean?
What have you been trying to organize?
Just rallies and stuff, because the college I go to, it's majority, it's like 80% Black. Mm-hmm. And don't nobody want to participate in it, you know what I mean? I got more white people participating than Black people.
Well, don't worry. The cops will shoot an unarmed Black man in Ohio soon, I'm sure, and it'll be popping.
It just happened recently, too. Somebody got shot, I think it was 3-4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It was a college student.
That rally was popping, right?
Yeah, it was, man.
That's what
yeah,
it takes. Somebody always got to get shot for the rally to be popping. That's the problem, actually. You got to keep it.
I know.
Keep that energy going when people aren't getting shot.
Yeah, man. I made a song about it, too, man.
Okay. All right. Have a blessed day, sir.
See, y'all be going too far. He was doing his song playing.
He didn't do anything to promote their music.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Steph, man.
It's Steph. Tell him why you mad.
Yo, I had met Nick Cannon like last week, literally. Like, he was at the movie there. Like, I just wish, like, I approached him better. Like, I was just so shocked that I seen him. Like,
what did you do, like, man? What did you do?
I want to be like, on Wildin' Out.
Nah. I purchased him my ticket, and I turned around. It's Nick Cannon. Everybody looking at me like I'm serious.
Was he with Chili?
Nah, he was with some cute girls. Like, I shook his hand. I'm like, yo, Nick Cannon, sir. Like,
do you even know who Chili is, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Wow, so that's how you acted. So what did he say? Was he nice?
And he was acting like he wasn't trying to laugh. Like,
you said he was cute? So
he was with a bunch of chicks at the movies, man. Leave me alone. Come at me out.
Yo.
Hey, how old are you? How old are you, sir? How old are you?
21.
Grow up and stop being a groupie. What's your name?
Yo.
What's your last name, Steph?
Cannon.
I don't know.
All right. Get your groupie ass off my phone. If anybody knows it's Steph, he's a groupie.
Tell me why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
And let the record show, not one kid called up here to tell Envy what the hell cheese mean.
Right.
So I don't even know if that's a
thing. Nobody said my kids say that all the time for no reason.
Y'all. Well, Tory Lanez will be joining us next hour.
Cheese! From Canada. Tory will be here.
Y'all taking pictures? Why y'all saying cheese? What's wrong with y'all this morning? Grow up.
What's the name of Tory's album? I Told You So?
No, it's called Cheese. I don't know.
I Told You. Yeah.
So we'll talk to him about that and everything that's going on in his life, his beefs, his problems, and all the good stuff as well.
Yeah, he's confusing because one minute he'll be like, I don't want to talk about Drake. I want to have my own lane.
Right.
But then he'll get online and do a video.
In Philly
saying, this is what, I'm from Canada. Other rappers from Canada can't come here.
Yeah, he confuses me with that, too.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk to him when we come back. But next, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Ciara and Russell Wilson, why they were originally supposed to get married in North Carolina, but actually moved their wedding. Also, Kodak Black, some more details on why he still is in jail. What are these warrants about?
All right, we'll get into the rumors when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
Gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So last week we talked about Kodak Black. He was supposed to be released from prison, but then they discovered there were two outstanding arrest warrants. One was two misdemeanor drug-related charges, and the other involved a felony charge of criminal sexual conduct that happened in South Carolina. Now, according to investigators, they're saying that he is alleged to have engaged in the sexual battery of a victim at a hotel. Apparently, he was performing at Club Compound in Florence in South Carolina. And what happened next, people are not sure. Now, he is accused of sexual battery at a Comfort Suites hotel, which is right near the club where he performed. What does criminal sexual conduct mean in South Carolina? It could be a number of different circumstances. The victim could be forced to have sex through aggravated force during a kidnapping or while physically helpless due to the influence of a controlled substance. And that crime does carry a punishment of up to 30 years in prison. That is all the details that they have right now.
I had one of those same charges in South Carolina, criminal sexual conduct.
Right. Not a good situation.
You beat your case, though.
Yep.
Everything was dropped.
I got somebody that wants to actually represent Kodak Black in South Carolina, a very reputable attorney. So if he does need any representation.
Yeah, I believe he has a pretty good attorney. I know that Atlantic has stepped up to the plate to help him out and spoken out on his behalf. And they do believe that these charges are partly because of his popularity now, you know. All right, Ciara and Russell Wilson, they had all kinds of plans. They were supposed to get married in North Carolina. The reason why they moved their wedding was because of the anti-LGBT laws.
Now, see, that's not going to help dispel the rumors that Ciara's a man.
No, she just...
Shut up, man.
A lot of things actually got moved from North Carolina just because of that. They were supposed to get married, but because of those transgender bathroom laws, that's why they changed where they were supposed to get married.
I mean, all of that don't really make sense because they still, Russell gonna play that next year if they got to play the Panthers, right?
No, like, it's just, I guess, making a statement if I'm going to get married and I have a choice.
That's not really a big statement. Like you said, they're still going to play there this year. Yeah. I'm sure she's still going to perform there if she needs to.
Like, what the Panthers going to do this year?
I mean, I don't know, but that's exactly why they moved their plans originally. Okay?
I get it, but they're taking a lot of money from that state by doing that.
Oh, salute to Sierra for supporting her people.
Oh, stop
it's
it.
It's not her people, man.
All right, 50 Cent. A lot of people were going in on him about this BMF movie and acting like, why is he making this? And some people were rumored to have been saying that Big Meech wouldn't want this. Well, 50 posted a letter from Big Meech, and he said, read carefully, I'm not playing no games. BMF coming soon. In the letter, it says, what's cracking, first, I must say, Fifth and Randall, given the success of your past creative collaborations on numerous feature films, and particularly your television series Power, I feel the two of you are the perfect team to tell my story. I have given no one permission to do any type of film on BMF or Big Meech, especially since we've been in agreement and under contract for a little more than 2 years. I would never give my consent, permission, or blessing to any film that is considered being done without me. I'm the only one that can tell the BMF Big Meech story. So any person or persons trying to do a film is 100% faking. Loyalty is not just a word, it's a lifestyle.
What would make people think 50 Cent is not consulting with Big Meech, though?
I have no idea.
What would make them think he would just jump out the window, do a BMF film, and not know he got to holler at Meech? Like, come on.
50 Cent then posted it. Don't get realer than this. Now watch me work. I get the job done. You think I'm playing out here? And he also previously had said that casting for this series will be handled differently. It's not going to require all talent to have an agent to read for a role. He wants to find some diamonds in the dirt on this one.
He wants the hood to come out.
I've read The Rise and Fall of BMF. I've seen the documentary.
I read that book too.
I love what 50's doing with Power. This TV show has the potential to be classic.
It does.
Okay. Without question.
All right. Well, as soon as he tells us where you can audition and he gives those dates, times, and locations, we'll make sure we pass that information on to you so that you guys know how you can audition. All right. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Machine. Now, when we come back, Tory Lanez will be joining us. He has a new album out right now. Of course, he's from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kick it with him with all what's going on with him. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Bryson Tiller with Exchange. That was Drake, Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
We popping bottles.
We got a special guest in the building who left Angela Yee a nice little love letter the other day.
You shooting your shot, bro?
He was just saying something nice, something that y'all men need to learn from.
Something cool, you know?
It was like, hey, babe, you look beautiful.
He just made
Can
up
you
a
wear
home.
What you wore the other night? Come see you. Your bae, Tory
Lanez. It was like, yo, you a sexy motherfucker. Just want you to know that. Something along those lines.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Mine was
you wake up so in the nice. Morning, y'all stuck it to a computer.
What you mean mine was better? He left you a note too? What you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? Yours is better.
And I got him a gift. You know, because it's new
Damn,
album.
Damn, Tori, you don't plan to share?
Nobody wanted to take a shot. I was like, y'all gonna take a shot with me. Everybody stays silent except Angela. She was the only one that was ready to party.
I said, yeah.
You better go get cups.
I'm waiting on the cups. You was just taking
them. Okay, he needs it now.
Well, congrats on I told you.
Thank you so much.
Now, I was calling you Drake like, you know, for a minute.
And you were calling him Tori Tiller.
He's calling you everything. Bryson.
No. I still don't know the difference sometimes. But the album is good, but it sounds like you ain't developed your own sound yet, bro.
Damn, you feel that way?
Like, you sound like Trey sometimes. You sound like Fetty Wap on some records. Like, what do you think that is?
Who else?
Probably just Freddie Trey, and Lil Drake.
Well, I think
Drake.
There was one song that people were saying that sounds reminiscent of Fetty Wap.
Okay.
But I don't know about the whole album.
And the Cold Hard Love, I like it. It sounds like Trey, though.
Okay.
No, that's but cool. The album has gotten a really great reception, and I know I was jamming to it as well. So
thank you so much, and thank you to everybody who purchased the album, whether or not it was like, you know, hard copy or online or
streaming.
Yeah, you know, I'm just thankful to be at this point of my life and my career. I've always wanted to drop an album, so the fact that anybody has anything to say about it is just makes me happy, you know.
And you have three songs that are pretty big from off the album already, which a lot of artists will never see.
You know, two successful, or at least I would like to say the second one is, you know, on its way to, you know, success. I like to say I have two successful singles right now that I personally am proud of, and, you know, I'm just happy that, like you said, that they came from the album and that, you know, this pushes the album and things of that nature.
You always been a fan of 90s music?
Of course.
Because you say it and then everybody falls in love sometimes?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Everything.
And that's that Toronto influence too.
For sure.
Like that also. West Indian, that Bayesian. He's half Bayesian.
You know, we go to the, because like, you know, we grew up in like the culture of going to the basement jam. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All the parties.
You
was
that
in
Toronto as well?
Why? We like the, well, I don't know how it was out there.
Brooklyn and Queens.
Yeah, we feel like we like the home of that. Like, you know, because like that's
Indians.
Where, yeah, like that's how it always went in the North. It's like you always had a basement in your house or something like that. And that's where all the parties would be inside the house. So, nah, definitely.
That's why Toronto artists do so much patois.
You moved around a lot. You were in Texas. You were in a lot of different places in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, definitely. But I was in Texas like a little bit later. Like, I'm talking about when I was like in high school and stuff like that. That's when we was going to the gyms and like, you know.
Cause my wife heard the Love joint, the Controller joint, and she was like, that's West Indian. He was like, hey, he could pull that off without being true West Indian. He's like, she's Jamaican. He was like, he has to be true West Indian.
Cause it's hard for somebody that's not West Indian to try to do that pass by. It never sounds
definitely
right.
Nah, I'm actually Bayesian. I'm just Jamaican by association.
Envy's Bayesian too.
Like, you know,
he's
really?
Beige. He's just Bayesian.
Oh, I'm like, for real?
He calls me Bayesian.
Nah, I'm Bayesian. Like my dad is Bayesian and my mom is technically from Guyana, but she's from a Dutch country, so I'm Dutch. Carousel is where she's from. Okay. Carousel, whatever.
Now, a lot of people saw talent in you early on, like Justin Bieber, actually.
Yes, definitely.
Was one person that reached out to you, and then you ended up signing to Sean Kingston because of that.
Well,
affiliate.
Actually,
you're a poor decision maker, sir.
No. I was like 17, going on 18, and at that time, what originally was Bieber and Sean was supposed to sign me. But you know what that means. That means Scooter is supposed to sign you. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I didn't say all that. But you know, at that time, like, you know, that was like the thing that I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm a kid from Canada. Mm-hmm. I had no way out. I'm sleeping in the basement on the floor recording myself. Like, why would I not sign? I was like 17 at the time, you know? Right. It ended up being a situation where I think Justin was just too young at the time. And the things that I was talking about and things that he was talking about, it was just wasn't the same, you know. Mm-hmm. So it ended up being a situation where Sean ended up signing me at one point, and it went on for like 3 years. I got out of that deal. I was independent for like a year or two or something like that, to that effect.
That must have been some fun times though, running around at that young age with Justin Bieber. Did y'all ever like hang out, go places?
Did y'all
together,
run trains
go,
on young
go in the studio together?
No, we hung out on the tour. We was on the tour because that's originally where I met him, was on the tour. Mm-hmm. That kid's a busy kid, like that kid everywhere. But I would always see him at various times in my life. Like randomly, like one time, he had some dude randomly hit me up. And like, this is like back when I wasn't verified on Twitter and stuff. And he got me verified.
He was like, you need to get verified.
Yeah, he was like, yo, make sure this guy gets verified. I was verified next morning. It was all right. Crazy.
Now how did Say It blow? Because, you know, Say It was a record that caught fast nationally. It seemed like there was a lot of money behind it. Because before we knew your name and before we knew your face, the record came in.
The thing about that record was that was just the first time that I finally had got a push from a major standpoint. Like, mm-hmm. I was putting out records like this from time. I want to say, like, if you go back into old records, like, you go back to records like TLC that I had on the Chicks Tape 2, mm-hmm. it's the same effect. You know what I mean? It's just like the records just kind of went over people's heads because nobody knew me.
But did that bother you? Because they knew your record, but not your face or your name.
And he keeps saying nobody knows what you look like.
No, well, he's... But no. But honestly, up to...
They know his record's bigger than his face.
Well, see, now it's a little different. I guess because... I guess no, but see, no.
It's the truth.
He's not lying, though, because before this moment, now... It was exactly like that. Now it's like I go anywhere. If you're black, you just know me. Like, or if you're like some type of somebody who looks like you listen to hip hop or music or some sort, you know me randomly. But it's like beforehand, it was that exact problem. But I think my problem was I would never shot videos for the right songs, or I never was consistent with my visual base because I'm such a picky guy. I take more into the pride of it. So I can't just do videos like this and post and stand in the corner because that's just not my way. Mm-hmm. You know, I care more. So I think that was the problem back then. But now, you know, I'm on my, I don't know, the girls think I'm pretty.
I learned a lot about you from this album. That's how I know, you know, you're a good songwriter, because I know things about you. Who is this girl that you was living with? And you said on the album, she wasn't much, but she was mine. I'm like, that's not nice.
Nah, I mean, you know, we was young, you know what I mean? Like, we was young. I was sneaking in her house when I was 16. And mom didn't even know. Like, sleeping under the bed, just in case, like sometimes she was coming upstairs, she got to get ready for work, and hide in the closet. Oh, it was bad, you know what I mean? But that was what I was going through. So I wanted to be at least vulnerable enough to allow people to understand that side of me. You know, I wanted this album to be something that, beyond all of the media headlines and the Tory's cocky, and I wanted to give the people, this is me, you know, this is the real me, like, you know, minus what everybody says, like, this is what the music is.
What are you going to do for this girl, man? You said on the album she had 3 abortions. 3 scrapes, Tory?
Nah, look, man, I don't condone abortion or nothing like that, but I've been in some situations very young in my life, and between me and the person that they were with, it was something I just didn't want to hold in and, you know, not talk about, because it's like so many of us go through that and not a lot of us is willing to talk about that. Like, there's so many rappers are probably out here that's just got mad abortions, that just mad out here, just
I'm not, yo, a rapper, but I've had
not
a couple.
Even just rappers,
you gotta,
FYI.
But it's like at the end of the day, that wasn't my situation. My situation was with somebody that, you know, I loved, and, you know, at the end of the day, like, I felt bad, even though I know it wasn't fully my decision or one of those situations, but that's just a topic that I felt like I had to touch on because, you know, we deal with this. The main point of it was saying what I did wasn't right or what we did wasn't right.
All right, we got more with Tory Lanez when we come back. We'll also find out why he did Drake's Controller record over. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Tory Lanez is in the building. His new album is out right now. What made you do Drake's Controller over?
I like the song.
Were you surprised?
Were
you surprised at the feedback of Controller? Because it caught.
Honestly,
like, it's one of the biggest records in the club.
I thought you don't like Drake.
Some people
though
said they like it better than the original version.
Oh, wow. That's great, man. Nah, man. For me personally, like, you know, we treat the beats like, it's like a yard thing. Like, you treat the beats like rhythms. Like, you know, you hop on them and you do your thing.
But I know at one point you wasn't trying to talk.
I hopped
about
on. I got the keys that day,
yeah,
too.
I
bodied that, too. But it's just, I guess people just reacted to the.
But I mean, because I remember you said you didn't want to talk about Drake because you wanted to separate
yourself.
I
just feel like, the media kind of makes it such a thing to the point where it's like they just want me to feed into it at every point, and it's just not what it is, you know?
You kind of do it on your own, though.
I mean, I feel you.
You did have a video in Philly.
When you was in Philly, man.
You do it yourself, too.
We really out here in Philly, real Toronto niggas out here in Philly, not them other guys, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know what the f*** it is. We really be out here, you heard? I'm like you, I'm good in Philly. And
nice try, buddies. Okay?
You did that.
Nice try.
We seen it.
You did it.
No, but I know what we're doing here. We're trying to sleek into this subject. We're not gonna do that. We're here to talk about the I Told You that's out now.
You would never bring it up if you didn't do stuff like that.
And I feel you, but I Told You is out now.
You have a lot of artist support too on your side too. I saw a lot of artists, you know, promoting the album. Like, I saw Rick Ross, Meek Mill, I saw Pusha T, a lot of other artists. Are these people that you have personal relationships, friendships with, or is it just?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, no. Honestly, I try to send music to everybody. I make hooks and stuff, and I write, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people have heard about me either through those weird ways or we've met each other in person and it's always been love. I'm just happy for anybody who did, you know, post the album and, you know, especially all the MMG guys.
They all just did it.
I didn't even.
There was a reason why they did that one.
I don't think so. I mean, Wale, I know personally, toured with him beforehand, and he saw me before all this. Meek has just been my man from a long time. I've been making music with Meek since the Swavy mixtape, which was like 7 mixtapes ago. And Ross, I just met him randomly, and I think the reason why he may have posted my album was because randomly, like, the first time I really actually met him, we was in Miami. I don't know how. I randomly had the album in the car that I was just in. So I was randomly listening to it. And when he walked out of Studio 23, boom, and then someone was like, yo, this is Tory, this is Ross. And we met each other, and he was like, yo, anything you need, I got you. But I think it was off the love of you had mine, and I'll support yours, you know? I don't think it was a calculation or something like that.
Let's talk about your goon days, because I'm listening to the album. You used to be gooning. You broke into somebody's house?
I mean, when I don't want to sit here and talk about exact in details, but
you did on the album.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. That's why you should cop the album, because the album has, you know, stories that I wouldn't necessarily come in an interview and just talk about, because it's not things to gloat about. You know,
changed.
Of course. And
you,
that's the whole
change on the
and
album.
And that's the whole point of the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is to show people from where we came.
And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people have, and I think this about, like, you know, even a lot of my other interviews, a lot of people have this misconception about Canada and about Toronto. Like, it's like,
what you mean, misconception?
Nah, because people,
I love Toronto.
And I do too. You know what I mean? But I think people have a misconception of how rough it is out there for us when we grow up, and the things and the politics that we still deal with that people don't think we deal with, you know? But I'm not here to, you know, greasy up Canada. Nah, that's not what I'm here to do. But I am here to tell the real stories and to talk the stories that we go through as young men in Canada, you know?
Most men I know love Toronto.
Especially because of the women.
Yeah,
the women are some of the,
that's because they're going downtown. They're having a great time. They're going downtown partying at nice clubs and doing great things. But when we're growing up, we're not doing that.
Right.
Like, we're not in any of those clubs, and we're definitely not downtown in the inner city. That's just not what we're doing. Like, you know what I mean? You're in your own neighborhood, and you're pushed back, and you're in, you know what I mean? And you go through what you go through. And the city's so small that there's just no escaping anything. So at this point, it's like all the young kids, I'm who they look up to. You know, I'm the person that they look up to, say to, yo, I seen him. I was out there and saw him.
I remember when, like, he didn't have that ring, that watch, that bracelet, chains.
You know, but for real,
yeah.
People feel like that. Like, I remember when he was sleeping on my couch.
And that other bracelet.
How many couches you slept on, Tori?
A lot of couches.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of couches, man. A lot of back seats. Mm-hmm. A lot of, like, yo, nah, real talk. Like, mm-hmm. like I lived in a lot of cars, and I slept on a lot of couches, bro. I was at a lot of people's houses, and I told a lot of people to believe in this, and you know, a lot of people didn't believe in it. A lot of people just looked at me and was like, I can't foresee this thing that you see, you know, and that's why we're here at this point. And I told you it's out, and that's what that I told you is for. It's for all the doubters, the naysayers.
Do you guys get along? Do your Toronto artists get along?
I get along with everybody. I don't actually, like, that's the thing. People think I have a...
You got to stop drinking Henny and
I have a
do
problem.
Videos in Philly telling people they can't come there, but then coming to the Breakfast Club and saying you get along with everybody.
Nice try, buddy.
I was talking about every artist, whether it's Justin Bieber, whether it's Belly, whether it's whoever it may be. Weekend.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get along with everybody. I don't have a problem with anybody in Toronto. Mm-hmm. If somebody has a problem with me, that's different. But for me, I personally don't have a, like, beef with me. If you're going to know when I have beef with somebody, because one of us is just falling out. Mm-hmm. The crew's, you're going to start seeing people missing from either my crew or his crew. Mm-hmm. That's just, you're going to know when I have a beef with somebody. I don't have a beef with nobody, you know?
Why do you want to make people disappear?
He said he doesn't.
That's not what I said.
Why?
I'm just saying, that's just how it is. Like, if it was beef, we would
Toronto
be...
Toronto feels like how New York used to be, where nobody got along and everybody did their
don't
own
Don't get me
thing.
Wrong. Everybody does do their own thing, but that's why I'm saying, like, if it was beef, you know when it's beef, because then we just start playing scoreboard. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to play scoreboard. Who wants to do that?
Mm-hmm. We want to get money.
We want to get money. We came out here to get money and be young. You know what I'm saying? Live our life. That's all. But for me, I love the music that comes out of my city from everybody. Let's not let this, you know, be a misconcepted statement. Mm-hmm. I like the music from Drake. I like the music from Party. I like the music from The Weeknd, Justin Bieber. Everything that comes out of Canada, musically, I do support. I support Toronto 100% because I'm on the side of the music.
Do you want to be Drake a little?
No, I want to be me and the best me that I could possibly be, you know? And I would hope that... I love Charlamagne because he's doing his job. You know what I'm saying? And when he's in here doing his job, I go, that's my nigga. You know what I mean?
He's you know what I'm saying? Be me a little. I just asked. You drink a little?
Nah, me personally, I want to be the best me that I could be. You know what I mean? I want to go outside and walk down the street and be the best walking down that street, you know? And for me, I realize, even sometimes, you know, as an artist, I play too much into the media sometimes, and the media gets me mad. But then I got to realize, Tori, you're on the side of the music. You appreciate good music, and keep it moving.
All right, well, let's get into a Tory Lanez mini mix. Let me know your favorite Tory Lanez joint. We'll get on for you right now. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You were one of young kids. That was a Tory Lanez mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Tory Lanez is in the building.
I'm on The Breakfast Club.
Again,
sexy Angela Yee, you know.
Your
guys,
story does sound like an episode of Power, though. When I listen to the album, I'm like, is this Power?
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to shoot a movie.
Okay.
A little short film. I don't want to talk too much into it because we're still in the process of doing it right now, but it's not going to come out far down the road. It's going to come out very soon.
It seems like you've always been conscious of where you want to go in your life, though. Because I even think about your mother passing when you was 11, and then you ended up living with your grandma. At any point in that time, you could have just been like, I'm just going to thug it out.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. There was some times when I was just like, I want to say like 15, 16. I had like 4 court cases. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to court one morning.
4 court cases in Toronto?
Yeah, and I was young. I was juvenile. Like, I was young. Cases keep stacking up. And I kind of started not being able to see it for myself, like, in a weird way. Because, you know, music was my main thing. And I talk about this on a song called Question Is, but I think the influences that I had growing up and the people that I started looking up to growing up that kind of gave me the wrong insight of the things that I was supposed to be looking forward to.
How were you able to travel? Because Toronto's serious about them court cases.
I was a juvenile.
Oh.
I got my life straight up. Like,
that
could changed my
bad.
Life.
You could have hits and
if,
not be able to leave
if I would have turned, if I would have turned 19... Because, you know, 19, like, the legal age out there. If I had turned 19 and I'd have been dealing with the things that I was dealing with when I was, like, 16, 15, there's no way I'd have been traveling.
So what got you right?
So, if you want to have sex with a girl in Toronto, you got to wait till she's 19?
No, I think the consensual age is still 17.
Oh, okay.
Or something out there like
Why
that.
Why is that your main concern?
I just heard him say, I was like, what?
Nah, but the legal drinking age is this stuff is 19.
Okay.
So what got you right? What got you, what made you think and say, you know what, I got to change my life?
Honestly, God, you know, you know, I'm a very God-fearing man. You know, I care about my purpose. Mm. You know, my real name is Daystar Peterson. You know, my first name, Daystar, means a revolutionary light of progression to my generation. Like, the way I was named is different, you know, and I know that I'm not, you know, by coincidence, you know, just given these talents. Why are you so able, or why are you so good at rapping, or why are you so good at singing? Just because you're the man? Nah, it's because God gave me this because I actually have to do something with it that's deeper than what everybody thinks, you know?
People think you're dope now, but I think when you really develop your own sound, you're going to be, like, dope.
Nah, at the end of the day, you know, I feel what you're saying, and if you don't feel like the sound is there yet, I'm going to work harder to make you feel that way, you know? But for me, I'm just working on just feeling good about my music. I don't care who says it sounds like anybody. Like, to be honest with you, I take it from a lot of musicians. I don't give a stole from all you, Nick.
Listen, you know what's funny, though? You write for a lot of people, too. So I was thinking when I was hearing the album, I'm like...
Some of those songs should have been for other people. Songs were for other people.
And see, I was thinking, cause it's kind of like that with Travis Scott. By the time Travis came out, I was like, damn, I feel like I've heard Travis so much before, but that's because he writes for so many other people.
Yeah.
So I was wondering that.
No,
about
I definitely write for a lot of people, and some of those songs were originally for other people when I wrote them, and then I was just like, nah.
I'm going to keep it.
I have to keep this. Like, I can't keep doing this to myself, giving my greatest songs to all these other artists. Like,
what songs do you regret giving away, or you feel like, man, I love this song?
Nah, I'm not, like, I don't regret it now. Like I can't really answer that question because I don't really feel regret about any of them. I make them every day, but sometimes in the moment, it's like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know. Hold on, time out. Shout out to the fact that I'm in here for this long. Last time, my interview was done, like, in half this time. Like, I know something good is happening.
Hey,
but the fact that we know that something is bubbling and we in here for this long, okay, all right, cool.
We having drinks now.
We having drinks, you know what I'm saying? They got me a bottle of Hennessy with the new label on it.
When you get 2 records, 70% of our payments.
But, yeah, so what about the ladies? How hard is it for you to date? Because I'm sure now the women are everywhere. I mean, we have interns that came in today just because you were coming. We have people that were like, Tory Lanez is coming up there.
Really?
Yes. So how hard is it for you now, I'm sure, with people coming at you on the DMs and the Snapchats and everywhere?
I mean, Angela, you know I just want you, though. I mean, really come down to everything, you know what I'm saying?
I got a better question. How hard is it for you to wear condoms? Because you had 3 abortions.
Nah, whoa, listen to me. And I want every girl to get this straight. I do not with no condoms.
What?
No. Understand what condoms? I said. I do not without having condoms.
Okay.
Like, with no condoms?
With no condoms?
Hold on. For all the men, with no condoms debout, the girls should know I'm not, nothing you can do. You could be Beyonce. You could be Oprah. Nah, I'm lying. You can't be Oprah.
All right, I was about to say
you
that.
Might have to. Nah, but for real, all jokes aside, like, I don't care how bad you are. I don't care what it is. If the gold pack not around, I'm not hitting. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of situation we in. I'm not. I'm not. Charlamagne.
You said on the album you had three abortions. You don't get abortions by wearing condoms.
Hey, first of all, I will say that two of those situations was accidents. Condoms broke. That's why I stopped using, you know, other condoms. I was young.
You felt it when the condom broke, though. You know.
I'm already in it. I'm already in here.
I'm pretending sex ain't the same.
You know what I'm saying? That's what, and plus, you know, it's not with anybody. That was my girl.
What the third one?
Huh? Why are we talking about this right now? Next question.
What about the song you got with Drake's dad?
I don't have a song with Drake's dad.
What did you think of a picture with Drake and Charlamagne? Did you see that picture?
Yeah, I had a picture.
They were laughing
really
hard.
A couple weeks ago.
I didn't see it.
You know when you buy your chica some bottles?
Uh-huh.
Is she happy? That's what it kind of looked like.
Listen, let me tell you something, Tori. You can't equate chess moves to Pokemon Go players.
Okay.
They'll never understand.
I understand. Enemy and my enemy's my friend.
That's what it was.
All right. Yeah, well, appreciate you joining us.
Nah, thank y'all.
All right, there you have it. Let me get his name right. Daystar P.
No, you can't call
it that. Sorry, Lane. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, what reignited this beef between Meek Mill and Drake? A lot of people were saying, why would Drake take shots at Meek Mill out of nowhere? According to TMZ, Meek Mill was actually trying to block Drake in Philly, basically tell all the promoters, don't book Drake for any after parties, letting everybody know to come on out and put up a show of force at the Wells Fargo Center where Drake was performing. Then the crews contacted each other directly. Meek's team allegedly warned Drake that there better not be any disrespect when they got to Philly. But then you know what happens. Of course, they have to do the exact opposite to show that they're not scared. So that's why Drake got agitated by everything that Meek Mill was doing, and thus Drake going on stage, throwing shots in the back and forth.
You can't go past the mark you aim for in victory, okay? It's time to Drake to let that go. And I hope Meek didn't do that either, because those people in Philly don't be playing with Meek, and I could see them using that to violate his probation or something stupid.
Right. Well, this is all according to TMZ, so we don't know exactly what happened. But people were wondering, why is Drake reigniting things? Why doesn't he just leave it alone? So perhaps because of the behind the scenes of what happened, that could be.
Maybe. You can't run old victory laps. That's an old victory.
Now imagine you're about to go somewhere and people try to block you and say, okay, the Breakfast Club, don't let them come do no after parties. They call all the promoters.
I'm cool on that.
I'ma do it anyway. I'm cool. You know me, I'ma do it anyway.
I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody.
Would that make you be more petty, or would you say, okay, let me just chill?
I'm going to get my bag from where I'm supposed to be, and then I'm out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm about to go get my bag. I don't care about all that.
I ain't got to be in no club. What I got to be in the club for? What am I going to be in the club for when I just perform in front of 20,000 people?
To get some more money?
Nah, I'm cool on that.
All right, Forbes has released their highest paid actresses for 2016, their top 10 highest paid. Who do you think was number one who made $46 million this last year?
You said acting?
Actresses? Female actors.
Females.
I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence?
That's correct. She was number one.
Oh, nice. Drop one of Clues Bomb for me, damn it.
No, for her. For being number one.
You ain't number one. Slow down.
If we were playing a game, I'd have got a question right. Damn.
Ding, 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 ding.
Can I get some little something?
Now, according to Forbes, that's largely because of a profit slice that she got from the final Hunger Games installment and a big upfront fee she got for the forthcoming movie Passengers. Now, who do you think was number two with $33 million?
Get this one.
Actresses, number two.
I can't even think. I don't see movies.
I don't know.
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then Scarlett Johansson was number three.
All right.
So y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. John Legend, in the meantime, has another project that he is working on. Now, his production company is going to be doing a new movie about Black Wall Street. It's actually a series about Black Wall Street.
Wow. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that, damn it. Really?
So it's still early in the development stage, and they're saying that Black Wall Street could debut in 2018 if it does get picked up as a series. And if you don't know about Black Wall Street, that was based on Greenwood, Oklahoma, an all-black community that built their own wealth and stood economically independent back in the 90s.
Oh, black banks, black hospitals, black schools.
Then that town was attacked and burned to the ground by white rioters, and that's one of the most tragic acts of terrorism in U.S. history.
Yes, they flew over with
what they call them things? Sharecropper planes? Dropped gas canisters on the city, on the town, and everything.
They don't teach you that. 300 black people lost their lives. More than 9,000 people were left homeless after that.
They don't teach you that in schools
at all. It's not the Games record label. John Legend is not making a TV show about the Games record label. This is actual Black Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Amber Rose has a new show that she's going to be on. She will be competing on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. The 23rd season, they're saying that she has already signed on to that reality competition. And they haven't announced the full lineup yet, but they are trying to get Simone Biles also from the Olympics as well. So
did her show get canceled yet? Amber Rose's show? Did
it
get
canceled? Why did you say it get canceled yet?
Maybe I was just curious. I haven't heard anything about it.
Jesus Christ, maybe it's doing well.
I didn't hear anything about it. I'm just asking.
I do believe Nick Cannon was just on this past week.
She should do good at Dance with the Stars, too.
She
used to be a dancer.
Oh, okay.
Shut up. She was a stripper. Okay? She has no poles on Dancing with the Stars, sir.
This is actual
ballroom dancing.
We call them ballerinas in strip clubs.
No, you don't.
Watch your mouth.
This is actual ballroom dancing. There's no stripping going on Dancing with the Stars.
It's not just ballroom dance. A little bit of everything. They might do a little twerk here and there.
A little
salsa.
I don't know.
I don't watch the show.
A little bachata.
I've only tuned in once, and that's when Emmitt Smith was on there, because he is the GOAT, because he's a former Dallas Cowboy.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Top three greatest running backs of all time.
All right. Now, when we come back, who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
Donkey today is going to somebody you never heard before. His name is Rudolph. What was his last name? Rudolph Bottiglia.
What's it?
What's them shoes called? What's them shoes called?
What shoes?
Bougie? Balenciaga. No, I don't know.
I thought you were going to say Bottega.
Bottaglia. How you pronounce that, Yee?
Bottaglia.
Rudolph Bottaglia needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 24th, goes to a 59-year-old Florida man named Rudolph. How you pronounce his last name?
Bottaglia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let the record show all the craziest people in America live in Florida. That is a fact that has been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt time and time again. And this story is just further proof. Now, Rudolph Bottaglia is a convicted pedophile. That white history fact has nothing to do with this story. It's just a small detail that they decided to place in this article. So I'm sharing it, okay? So I repeat, Rudolph Bottaglia is a convicted pedophile. And he was arrested on battery and aggravated battery charges for cutting his 54-year-old girlfriend at their crib. Now, why does a man stab his girlfriend? Is there ever a good reason? He caught her cheating, jealous rage. She stole some money from him, harmed their kids. Nope, none of those reasons. Okay, Rudolph became enraged and stabbed his girlfriend after she wouldn't give him a kiss. That's right, the all-important goodnight kiss. Now, any real man knows what I'm talking about. You married or have a live-in girlfriend, you gotta get that smooch before bedtime, okay? It's important. Makes us sleep better, makes us have sweet dreams, possibly leads to sex. It's a stress reliever. I don't think women know how important that goodnight kiss is to a man. Well, clearly Rudolph's lady doesn't know or doesn't understand the importance of this bedtime smooch because she refused to give him one. Well, actually, she refused to give him another one, okay? She gave him one but didn't want to give him another one. Let me break this down for you, ladies. One kiss before bed really means goodnight. Trying to get another kiss means I'm trying to smash before bedtime. Rudolph wasn't mad he didn't get another kiss. Rudolph was mad that his wife wasn't going to let him smash. Well, Rudolph threw the woman onto the bed, broke a crystal decoration, and swung a broken piece of glass while shouting, "I'm going to cut you in the private area and kill you!"
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
This is how I know he wanted to smash. If he threatened to cut her vagina, that's the classic, if I can't have your poom poom, nobody can. Well, the woman suffered a cut to her left thumb, and now Rudolph is in jail on a $10,000 bond. Now, fellas, let me give you some game to avoid charges. If your woman doesn't want to kiss you before bed, don't get enraged. Don't get upset. Just go to sleep and go see your side chick the next day. Or get enraged, storm out the house, and go see your side chick that night. Either way, it has to be firmly established that what your significant other doesn't do, the next woman will. You even got to mumble stuff loud enough for her to hear, okay? She don't want to give you a good night kiss? Just roll over and say, I know where to get a kiss.
That's how you keep her on her toes, okay? Getting mad and stabbing your woman because she won't kiss you is the act of a desperate man. And it is a characteristic of wisdom not to do desperate things. You're 59 years old, Rudolph. If you don't have the wisdom to have a side chick yet, I don't know what to tell you, okay? Before you make an emotional decision and do something that's gonna land you in jail, fellas, just always remember your side chick serenity prayer. Please cut the music so I can repeat this for the people.
Oh, boy.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the woman I cannot change, courage to change the woman I can, and the wisdom to know when I need to have a side chick. Please give Rudolph back the, whatever his last name is, the biggest hee-haw, please. What's his last name?
Battaglia.
Battaglia. Okay. Rudolph Battaglia. Just always remember your side chick serenity prayer before you make any emotional decisions to your main woman, okay? All right?
All right.
All right. Always.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back...
Give Envy a kiss.
Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you can call her right now. 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air and help you with all your problems. So if you got a problem, you going through some things, call Ye right now. She got you. 800-585-1051 is the number. Here's Drake. Riri, it's too good. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Turn this up. That was Ludacris with What's Your Fantasy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Brittany calling from Houston.
Hey, Brittany from the H-Town. What's your question for Yeezy?
So I have a best friend who I've been really, really good friends with for a couple years. And we've had sex. And I don't know, and we've both fallen for each other, but I don't know if we should continue our friendship or relationship. He always says things like he doesn't want to hurt me, and I got him, but I just don't know, and it's really eating me up. I don't know really what to do.
Okay, so you guys started off as best friends. How long ago? You said a couple of years?
Yes, a couple of years ago.
He all of a sudden just became your best friend a couple of years ago, or were you always attracted to him?
Well, he was always attracted to me, but I kind of pushed him away because he was, you know, kind of a hoe. He slept with plenty of girls that I know. Mm-hmm. So I always kind of pushed him away, but we just became good friends. And now we're like really, really close, like really close. And I moved to Houston not too long ago, and he's still back home. And I don't know if I want him to come here or stay there. Like,
well, does he want to come there?
He does, yes. He does want to come to Houston. But sometimes I go, like, days without talking to him just because I'm so in my feelings about it. But then I'm like, damn, that's not really being, like, a really good friend. So it's like I kind of let my emotions take over our friendship.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of things. So you knew he was a hoe when you first started talking to him because he was messing with a lot of other chicks, and he probably told you a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah, and I've seen it for myself. So, but that's not the issue. I don't really...
No, I just want to get some backstory on this. Now, is he saying that he wants to change his ways and be with you?
He didn't say those exact words, but, like, we even talked about marriage before. Like, how dope would it be to marry your best friend? Like, we talked about that before. So he didn't say those exact words that he wants to change, but I know that he's growing. Like, I see growth in him, but he did not say those exact words, no.
Okay, because that's something that you really need to get straight. Is he trying to give up his old ways, which people do, and change and settle down and be with one person? Or is he just saying, hey, you're my best friend. I'm going to still keep doing what I was doing because you know how I am. Which one is it?
Okay. All right. So,
have you asked him? Like, is he trying to be committed, monogamous?
Yeah. And he told me what he wants, and I told him what I want, and we I don't know, really came together in a relationship standpoint. It's always just like we were so close, we didn't want to hurt each other.
Well, it's a little too late for that now. Okay, this could go one of two ways. Either you guys will be really hurt, or you guys will be together forever and in love. And it could be one or the other. But what you need to do is get straight. What does he want? We know what you want. You want to be with him. You want to be with him, but you're scared.
Yeah. Do you think that if I like cut him off for a couple of days or even weeks at a time?
Why? No, I would say this: do not play games. Because cutting somebody off for a couple of days, not talking to them for a few days, now you're sending mixed signals. It's never good to play games with somebody. If you want to know something and that's your best friend, would you cut your best friend off for a couple of days?
No.
All right,
no,
so you're saying he's your best friend and that should come first right now. And you should let him know, look, I know it's a complicated situation for both of us, so let's just put it on the table. Do I want to be with you? Yes. Am I nervous about it? Absolutely. And let's just put it on the table. What is it that you want to do so we can work towards that? Because if you don't want to be with me and you still want to be messing with other chicks, just let me know. I'm going to still be your friend, but I need to know what's going on with us. And because really there's no choice to be made here unless that's what he wants to do also. Unless you guys are on the same page, then what's the decision to make?
Okay. Thank you, Yee.
But don't play games with your quote-unquote best friend. Make sure y'all keep it 100.
Ain't no quote-unquote.
Yeah, it's quote-unquote.
All right, Mama. Have a good one. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, y'all.
Ask Yee 800-585-1051. If you need some advice, call Yee now.
And I just want to say, anytime you want to get in a relationship, you are always taking a risk that you're going to get your feelings hurt. So sometimes you got to just go all out and put it out there.
Okay. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Grips on your way. That was Meek Mill, All Eyes on You. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is D from Brooklyn.
All right, what's your question for Yee, bro?
Yo, Angela, listen, man. Our girls say they want to hear the truth, right? Then when we tell y'all the truth, y'all turn into schizophrenia monsters. Y'all, I've been with my girl for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we're men.
Oh, God. That excuse. So as a man, you're flawed, and you're a work in progress, and you've made some mistakes.
Yeah, and when she first got with me, I was a little young. You know what I mean? I'm 28 now. She got me when I was like...
26?
Nah, maybe like 24.
Okay.
And I still had them bad guy tendencies.
Mm-hmm. So you confessed to some things because she probably already knew.
Yeah, because no, she didn't. She just kept on it and insinuating. Then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be the man. I'm going to tell you. But the funny thing is, she ain't never really did nothing to me. So I figured that her as being a good woman to me, I should be a good man to her. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did you have to tell her?
What did I have to tell her?
Yeah, like what did you tell her?
Well, I told her what went down.
What went down? We want to know. Well, Dan, I want to hear how bad it is. What did you have to tell her?
I went to go chill with my man. He had some girls around. Little get-together. Stuff went down.
Okay, so now she can't even trust you to be around your friend because not only did you cheat, but you cheated.
She don't even want me to go to the borough.
So here's the problem. Now when you're around your friend, she's automatically going to always think that you are being around
her. She's a monster. She turns into a whole nother person.
Right, because she doesn't trust you because you did that. And not only did you not cheat privately, but you did it in front of a bunch of people. Everybody that was there knows. Even your friends
knows. Yeah, but they don't know her.
So how do your friends not know your girl that you've been with for the past 4 years?
Because, you know, I keep my friends and my personal business totally separate.
Now, how does she feel about the fact that she doesn't even know your friends?
She knows all my friends, but, you know, who wants to bring their girl around a bunch of dudes?
What did you think was going to happen? You thought you was going to tell her that you cheated and she was just going to be okay with it?
No, that's not the case. That was like the first time I actually came true to a woman.
Right, you've been lying all this time. She kind of knew already. And then you finally told something that you've been lying about for all this time.
Yeah, exactly.
So now it's hard for her to get over the fact that you've been lying. What else did you lie about? Because now you're going to open up the door for everything else, right?
Nah, I can't clean. That was the only time I did it.
Okay. Well, let me just give you some advice. Okay? She found out some information that you told her. She feels betrayed. She's hurt. It's going to take her some time to get over that.
Yeah.
Period. There's just nothing you could do about that except keep doing what you're supposed to be doing and making her feel comfortable. But now that you did the crime, you got to do the time, okay?
That's right. I'm putting in the time and the love and the effort because that's my girl.
All right, so you just keep on doing that. It's not going to be fixed overnight. It takes a long time for somebody to build up that trust again, just as it would take a long time for you to trust somebody again if you felt betrayed.
Can I start out my shop real quick?
Go ahead.
Yo, shout out to Fox Glass, man. We in here, B. Brooklyn, stand up.
All right, bro. Good luck, man. Ask Yee 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we'll talk about Michael Strahan. He's landed yet another gig. We'll tell you what he's going to be doing. And since we're talking relationships, let's discuss Diddy and Cassie. There were some rumors about a domestic incident. The two of them allegedly broke up. She dumped him. Well, we'll tell you where they stand now.
All right, we'll get into that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Woo. Well, it looked like things were going left for Diddy and Cassie. Actually, her mom had called the cops when allegedly Diddy had took her phone and was going through it. And part of that was because Cassie allegedly broke up with him. Well, the two of them have kind of taken to social media to address these issues. First, Cassie posted a picture of herself in a bikini with a jacket on, and she put earlier today, "We always good." And then Diddy responded by posting that very same picture and said, "Always." Now, Cassie also then posted another picture of herself and said, "Self-control." So it looks like the two of them are going to work it out as they always do.
They ain't got no reason not to.
Why you say that?
Where Cassie going?
Okay. That's the reason why?
Exactly. Where's she going?
All right, it looks like Tyga is having some more issues. Now, we told you before that he had a warrant out and he was supposed to get arrested because he did not pay for one of the properties that he was renting. Well, it looks like another landlord is now suing Tyga.
Another one?
He's seeing all these judgments getting settled and felt like he wants to get his money too. His ex-landlord has also filed a complaint for $186,000.
Okay. Sheesh.
Yes.
You can't be on MTV balling every week with that King and with Tyga show and not paying your bills now.
Well, People Magazine has some legal documents saying that Tyga quit paying rent and abandoned the premises without notice back in June 2015. They found that the house was in gross disrepair, utility bills were unpaid, and there was hazardous environmental waste that required a professional cleanup. They said allegedly there was ink that was poured down the drain and into a public sewer.
So, ink?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
That wasn't ink. That was Kylie dyeing her hair.
All right, well, that house was actually something that he had rented to run his side business, Egypt Last King's Clothing. So all kinds of issues. You can't just leave a house in gross disrepair and not pay the bills.
You can't be on TV every week balling and not paying your bills.
Maybe there's another reason why.
It just seems like an ongoing issue here.
The boy,
because his last landlord
he always buying
said he
cars. He always doing shows.
Maybe that's the problem. Y'all is buying cars instead of paying your goddamn house note or whatever it is, rent, whatever, I don't know.
All right, Michael Strahan has sold his first script to ABC. Now, we all know him, of course, from being on Good Morning America, and we watched the drama play out when he left Live. Well, now he has sold his first script to ABC, and it's called Hobbs. It actually centers around a college football player and a former Heisman Trophy winner who joins the Miami Police Force after not being picked up by an NFL team.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Michael Strahan, the most successful gap-tooth man ever in the history of any field. That man is milking his situation for all of this worth, and I am not mad at him.
What, milking what? Having a gap between his teeth?
No, the ABC situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he has a deal to develop all kinds of shows. So
Michael Strahan is winning.
Absolutely winning.
All right, and that is your rumor report. Did you guys see Nipsey Hussle's chain that he got, Did anybody see a picture of this
What's
chain?
What's it look like?
It's actually a 100% smokable gold chain.
What's
it's
that mean?
100 grams of weed that's rolled into joints with gold papers, and then they link the papers together. You have to see a picture of it. They said the papers
right
cost $300, and the pendant is $3,000 worth of weed retail. So
how much now? What now? Excuse me?
$3,000 worth of weed.
Okay.
$300 just for the papers. He got it for free, of course.
Oh, that ain't bad.
But yeah.
But when do you smoke it, though? Like, at what point do you decide I'm going to smoke this jerk?
So you get to smoke your chain?
Apart.
Yeah, it's got to be a special occasion, right? You just don't smoke that on any given day.
Nah.
Right, it's got to be something you're celebrating or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got to do it via Periscope. Everybody got to see this one.
Let me smoke my chain.
Yeah.
All right.
That's different. Now, that's some different type of balling. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Nipsey Hussle, finding a new way to ball on these hoes. That's a new way to ball. Okay.
Goodness gracious.
I'm going to buy me a chain just to smoke it.
All right.
What you doing?
And that is your rumor report, Angeline. And happy National Waffle Day, Envy.
Woo! Let me tell you how spoiled I am. I'm so spoiled. We've been working at iHeart for what? I've been here, what, almost 6 years now?
6 years, yeah.
Every year it seems like Elvis Duran does Waffle House.
Yeah.
And I came in here mouth watering today thinking, you know what, I'm going to have a little cheat.
No waffle.
He ain't got no Waffle House today.
That's some
and I'm
crap.
Feeling bad. I'm like, oh yeah, no Waffle House at the job today. Even though there's no Waffle Houses in
New York tri-state area at all. That's how spoiled I've gotten.
Well, I see. Well, yes. It is National Waffle Day. So if you look on my Twitter, I did post all the places that are giving free waffles today if you want to find a location near you where you can get some free waffles.
And if you work with a waffle-colored Negro, get a pack of syrup and smack him with it.
Shut up.
That's not what you do. So we're celebrating with DJ Envy today for a National Waffle.
Somebody get a pack of syrup and smack Envy in the face.
Shut up!
What intern want to make $20 real quick? Some of y'all last day today anyway. We ain't hiring none of y'all. Come on.
Get this. Stop it. All right, shout out to our family at Revolt, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Hit us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets, and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.